morning. You are listening to Subworld Radio. It is Tuesday at 10:40 on November the 13th. Today we have Bobby Drano live in studio.
Yeah, Subworld.
Keep going. Yeah, there it is. Cool. That was cool. Good morning.
Fuck is up, world.
Hey, oh, right, my guest might swear today. Just a little warning, if you have small kids in the car and you're a big fan of Subworld, maybe...
Turn it down.
Maybe have them put their headphones and their iPads in the backseat. Hey, what did we just hear?
Oh, Bob? You heard a song called Brain Drain. It was the first sort of song that I produced in this new wave of electronic music that I'm messing with right now.
Hey, speaking of that, how did you get into that? I'm just gonna start it right off.
Well, actually, I'd always been sort of interested in synths, and I'd always like played around with like weird organs and I never really found anything that I burped on the air. Okay, a quiet burp.
And you excused yourself
on the air. I mean, I never really found any gear that I thought was good until I met this guy, Cloudface, a.k.a.
Ooh.
David Reynolds, who's become one of my best friends, and just a really awesome guy, super knowledgeable about gear and stuff, because he works with the stuff every day.
Right.
Anyway, he got me into, like, looking up good gear, and I started collecting equipment and playing with it, and it all started to make sense, and I made the song about a year and a half ago. I mean, I've been, like, playing around with gear for a long time, but a year and a half ago I laid this guy down, and these guys, Mood Hut, actually named me. They're, like, a collective sort of dance.
Jack Judson.
Yeah, Jack Judson, Tanner, and all those guys.
Yeah.
They actually gave me my name because they heard the song and they were like, yo, you're Bobby Drano. And that was the beginning.
The very beginning?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm a nerd. But anyway.
Anyway.
So are you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, talk to me. Tell me what you want from me. Ask me a question, if you want to.
Oh, God. I just did.
Then let's play some
what's
music.
What's your favorite thing to order at Save On Meats?
Oh, my God.
Because last time I was there, and you were there, you had a very particular order, and it looked really good.
Well, was it the carb heavy? Was it the... yeah, that's what I call the Andrew...
I mean, yes.
That's the Andrew Volk.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us that.
Yeah, so basically you get...
Take us through it.
Yeah, so what you do is you get a mac and cheese, you modify the shit out of it, you tell the girls that you want bacon bits up in it, and Andrew doesn't have it with bacon bits, I put it in there, because I'm me. And then I get a side of avocado, and I get these hash browns with the whole thing, too, on the side. And you just kind of mix and match and just have a good time. You jam.
You remix.
You remix, you jam, you re-edit.
Make it your own.
You throw it all in a mix. Turn up the bass. Turn down the treble. Let that shit get thick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. So that's
anyway,
how you order it.
That's how I order. I'd say they hate me there, actually.
Well, it's because you're just not very polite.
No,
when you
order pretty mean. I'm just, but I'd...
But funny, so it's like, okay.
It's all in good.
Yeah.
I'm always coming from a good place.
Hey, what are you going to play now?
I'm going to play something from my best friend, Cloudface, a.k.a. Dave Reynolds. It's called Bobak's House, which is actually... Bobak is my real name, Bobak Drano. And anyway, he was at my house one night, and he laid down the song, and he recorded it, and he put it on a release of his called Wire Drive that's out on Nice Up. So if anyone wants to hear it, they should go out and get it.
Also, you're about to play it, so...
I'm about to play Bobak's House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I meant Wire Drive, the album, Allie.
Oh, my mistake.
Anyway, yo.
Hey, look at that, it's playing.
Chilling on that mellow tip. Coming at you from Cloud Face.
You gotta play the track. It's not.
track.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, this is embarrassing. It was going so well. Usually on the 10:50 mark, everything just... Hey, what was that? What are you going to play next? Play songs.
Next up is a song by my good friend Sophie Sweetland. It's called Secret Diamond Key. And it's a dark, slow-burning, awesome time.
She's really funny.
She's... awesome.
She's crazy funny.
Yeah. And she's in a band called Watermelon, who also rule, and I'll probably play a song from them if we have time later.
Cool.
Sophie Sweetland.
Coming at you. Take Sorry.
Thank you.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca...
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at...
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
We're back on Sup World Radio. New casual. Neo-casual.
New with a U.
And E.
New cash. Casual times.
With Bobby Drano.
Yeah.
Of Bobby Drano.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I'm putting on my radio voice now.
Oh, it makes me really uncomfortable. hey, you have a tape that you want to put out. Tell us about it.
There's actually two tapes that I'm going to put out. One is just Bobby Drano, cassette style with my bros at Mood Hut. They're gonna hopefully release it at the end of this month. That really all depends on me mostly. And then hopefully in January, we just heard a track from Sophie. That track will be on a split with me. And that should rule hard. So we're both really excited about that. We're actually going to collaborate.
You sound really excited about that.
Yeah. We're going to collaborate on a couple of tracks and also like showcase our own stuff on
a Venn diagram of sorts.
A little meeting point, if you will.
I will.
Of the two. But I would like to play now Gal Grayson, who is Scott Patrick, who is in Rollmock as well. They're a local band, and both those bands are awesome. And the song is just the infinity symbol. So I'm going to play this forever.
Well, I don't know, Bobby. We only have like half an hour left. How long is the track?
Too long.
Infinity. Cool.
Once.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Good morning, sweetheart. This is Mick Jagger, and you are listening to Subworld Radio. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh yeah, baby.
We're back.
Okay, so it's like you've got like a machine or something.
Yeah.
Does like all the...
Though it was
his words.
Really flatter that you thought that Mick Jagger actually did a promo for it.
I was just like, I was so happy for you.
Thanks.
Surprised. Because like, what? Anyway. All right, so y'all heard a couple of songs. You heard Infinity by Gal Grayson and Dip Cone by Miss Sophie Sweetland. I really like Sophie, and I really like Gal Grayson.
Cool, Bobby. Some real content. Yeah. I like this. This is good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
What else is on the lineup?
Well, I got a lot of different things going on, as you can tell. There's a lot of electronic stuff, but there's also some local rock as well.
Like rock and or roll?
Poppy stuff. Stuff that I like. Got some roll mock coming up. Got some babysitter. My boy's babysitter.
They might be coming on the show next time they're in town.
I hope they do, because those are my homies. Right,
yeah,
there.
They said nothing but terrible things about you.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
I've annoyed the shit out of them on tour numerous occasions.
Well, that kind of comes with the territory, though.
Yeah. I should mention that I am I'm a member of a band called...
Oh! Probably should have prefaced with that.
Bobby Drano, member of Weed.
Drummer
in Weed.
Of Weed in Weed.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to play something by... this guy called The Passenger, who some listeners might already know of, a.k.a. Jesse Creed. He makes all sorts of techno, acid, electronic music. He's a really awesome dude. Has a studio in the city. He's cool. And this song is called Boddicker Acid.
Ooh.
Fade me in.
Well, just one second.
Fade me in.
Gonna fade you in.
Yeah. light to come, but I'm made of darkness.
CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
In the eyes of a scolded child, who Hi, folks. This is DJ Abe. Tune into my show, Toss Got Some Donuts, every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. So let's get grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
We're back.
Hi.
And, like, we're almost out of time, pretty much.
Yeah, this is brutal.
I'm really sorry. This is brutal.
Brutal.
Gosh. Gosh.
Anyway, let's go through what I played.
Okay.
Played.
Take us through.
Last song was Angel of Death by Babysitter. The Homies. Passenger. You heard Boddicker Acid. Next, I want to play, my best friend is, one of my best friends is Tassels. He's also my neighbor. His name is Sean Orr, and he made this song recently called Get the Fuck Off the Internet, based on a YouTube video. He likes to sample random stuff and make beats out of random shit, and the beat of the song is actually this lady's freaking out on YouTube about Obama women winning the election, and she's...
So this is, like, hot off the press.
This is just, yeah.
I shouldn't have said press. It's wrong.
He does cyber songs. Thing. He does cyber news.
You make him sound like Weird Al or something.
He is Weird Al. He is the Weird Al of Vancouver. Anyone will tell you that.
So I actually just nailed it.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Get the Fuck Off the Internet, featuring Bobby Drano. vocals at the end of the song. Get the fuck off the internet.
You should have had a cue.
All the fucking bastards who have said over all of these years that Obama has to go, that I can make 15 fucking posts on Facebook and not fucking one of you will share it with people who don't want to see it because you don't want to offend somebody. Well, how do you like it tonight? How do you like the fact that Obama won the fucking election? Is that settling well with you? It's not settling well with me. I have busted my ass over the last 4 years. I just got a computer 4 years ago, so excuse me, it took me about a year to teach myself how to properly use it. I had 220 videos on my first YouTube channel. I think it was 200 videos and 220 subscribers, with almost a million views on all of those videos. Conservative videos. People didn't share. Because you didn't want to offend people that might not agree with what you posted, yet you'd like what I posted, and some of you not even bothered to do that. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the fuck off of it. This is such bullshit. Somewhere in the popular part, I'm judging. Obama's about to go over. America, because that's what you got.
Hey.
Yo.
Yo.
Sup.
World.
Okay, well, I guess this is goodbye.
I guess this is it.
One last song. It's my song. It got blocked.
Oh, yeah, this is the track.
It's hype right now. Hype. It's the hype shit. It's called Sean's Beach. It's about the guy who
is playing currently.
Just played.
He's playing now.
He made a beach.
He made a beach.
He made his own beach.
Beach.
Beach. Yeah, beach.
This is it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This track's really cool. This has been Bobby Drano, live in Sup World Studios.
Love you.
Love you too.